Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's guest is Brian Soy, a business owner, design professional, author, and speaker. He is founder of Aspire, a design consultancy that empowers mission-driven organizations to create purpose-driven culture, design with purpose, and communicate with clarity. And Brian is also the author of Raise Your Voice, a Cause Manifesto, which explores how your purpose, character, culture, and unique voice empower you to communicate the outcomes you are working to achieve. So welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Stacey. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. So let's talk about what the difference is, the gap between leading a purpose-driven organization and the fulfillment of its mission and goals.
What I have found in working with different organizations is that, in general, communications is the gap between where they are and where they want to be. So in a sense, it is the gap between their mission and vision. But a lot of times organizations have to step back and ask, why are we doing what we do? It could be a nonprofit asking why it is we're trying to solve a particular problem, or it could be a business asking, well, why are we in business? Why are we trying to solve this particular problem for our clients? And when an organization works from a sense of purpose, a sense of why, they're able then to identify more clearly the communication touch points and the communication strategies that connect their purpose and their why to the outcomes they're trying to achieve.
And so what are the three things that are really important for a leader, a business leader, to remember about those communications?
First one is that the quality of their communications is always an indicator of the condition of their culture. And that can be both internal and external. When people are frustrated with not knowing the basics of communication, who, what, when, where, and why, they're not motivated to work as hard. They're not motivated to interact with an organization. So it's very important for communications just to be clear, to be concise, to be precise, to help manage the expectations of the people who are being communicated with. John Hume, who is a speechwriter for Reagan and other presidents, has a great quote that I like to quote. And he said, "The art of communications is the language of leadership." And I just think that can be summarized by saying communications is the language of leadership. So any leader in any position, whether you are leading from the middle, the bottom, or the top, you have to remember that people are listening to you, and how you communicate with them motivates them.
And in terms of the components of communication, you, of course, have your design consultancy. So talk to us about how design can be an integral part of communication within a business.
Well, every business utilizes design in some way or another, whether they know it or not. So it's very important to be very intentional with any design resources or any design touch points. A very obvious one, of course, is a website. And even after 10 or 11 years of the web being as popular as it is as a commercial venture, and I believe it's actually longer than that now, a lot of people don't pay as much attention, for instance, to how their website presents itself to the first-time visitor. The other touch points that are always critical are business cards. Business cards make a first impression. Brochures that people may produce, anything that has some point of contact with your customers or with your audience or with followers and supporters has to be designed intentionally to convey the impression that you want someone to have about your organization.
Right, and it's, you know, you don't always communicate by speaking. It's all of that. So I think that's a great point that you're making. And what are the four dimensions, Brian, of communications that strengthen a company's culture?
Well, the four that I've identified in Raise Your Voice that I consider to be the most important are being strategic, which speaks directly to purpose. Why are we doing what we're doing? And if we have a solid reason for why, then we need to be very intentional and strategic about executing on that purpose. The next one is being inspirational. Being inspiring to somebody is telling you what you want to do and motivating them in a very energetic way to get that done. The third one is being relational, and being relational really speaks to culture. No matter what kind of business you're in, no matter what kind of organization you're involved with, it is all about people and understanding that culture you create is going to be impacting the relationships that you have is very critical. And the last one is to be aspirational. Being aspirational is the voice of leadership. It's the vision casting. Where are we going? Why do we want to get there? It wraps everything up and it sets goals. It is courageous. It is powerful. So those are the four strategic, inspirational, relational, and aspirational dimensions that I believe strengthen any culture.
If you could leave our listeners with one piece of advice, what would that be?
One piece of advice I would have is to always be intentional with every bit of communication you do. That can even go back to something as simple as your elevator speech. When someone asks, who are you? What do you do? Having a very quick way to summarize that and explain that to them. Being intentional with consistency in color, in typeface, in even the words and the tone of the words that are used in every aspect of communication. And being positive. Everybody is attracted to someone who is positive and upbeat. And in Raise Your Voice, I talk about culture and I talk about identity and personality. And we're always attracted to positive people. Likewise, people are going to be attracted to support and engage with and want to work at positive organizations.
Well, Brian, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here. It's Brian Soy, and to learn more about his speaking engagements, workshops, and new book, Raise Your Voice, visit the website causemanifesto.com. And Brian and his team at the design firm Aspire have created free resources that are available for download, including a free sample chapter of Raise Your Voice, a free printable poster of the Cause Manifesto principles, and inspirational graphics for sharing on social media. So thank you so much, Brian. That's very generous of you.
Thank you, Stacy, and I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and participate today.
Thank you. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.